it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, everybody, it's that time again. We're doing another geek survey. It's Jay Stu here. I'm at Ryan's humble abode again.
Batcave.
The Batcave. We can't reveal the location or he gets pissy.
You just said it was my place. You just gave it away.
No one knows where you live. No one knows where you live. So Ryan's here with us for the geek survey. And this time out, we're going to welcome a new guy to the show to do the geek survey. And I'm going to just keep saying the words geek survey over and over again.
Advertising. Yay.
So we're here with Ian. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me on this episode.
First time, I believe.
First time on We Got the Geek.
Podcast and new member of the family.
I was going to say, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Ian's actually edited some videos for us recently.
On the YouTube channel.
On the YouTube channel. Look for it.
We Got the Geek.
Some lovely video footage of our interview with Holly Wolf.
Yep, and Dr. Stievel.
Dr. Stievel.
For his second annual event. We're a little behind, but
we're
getting there.
We'll catch up. You've done some video reviews and things like that, video games.
Definitely.
And we definitely welcome you to the team, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really happy to be part of the team.
Cool. So we thought we'd give you a little welcome to the team, people getting to know you kind of geek survey.
Let's break you in.
Break you in, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, podcast virgin over here, so.
Yeah, I guess he would be.
I still remember your first time, Ryan.
I was nervous. But it's history ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely history in the making.
Yes.
So don't be nervous. These are pretty straightforward questions, kind of, I guess.
Sort of. No math, please. No math.
No, I...
The square root of 13 divided by infinity 3.
People get so nervous with these things. It's like, I'm not going to ask you, what was Captain Kirk's lock combination on the episode where he had... So... we'll start you off with...
Ian was thinking about that. He was like, wait, was there an episode of that?
Yeah.
Just trying to think on that one, yeah.
Oh, boy. How many toupees does William Shatner have?
Too many.
Okay.
Good question.
All right, so right off the bat, we're going to ask you, do you have a favorite movie or favorite movies?
Well, I love movies. Every movie I can, at one time or another, say was my favorite. But the one I go to every year, the one I watch a lot, I go through the Star Wars, all the two trilogies. I love the originals a little bit more than the newer ones.
I think a lot of people are like that.
And it's because they kind of changed from the mystical to the scientific. So a lot of people like the mystical, the Force surrounds us. And I like them all, though, to be fully truthful.
They all have their moments.
Oh, definitely. Like, the cool thing I like with the originals is you kind of don't know a whole lot about Darth Vader, and it's kind of that mystical, like, wondering what's going on, what made him. I do like Star Wars Episode 1, though, having Anakin, seeing how he actually blossomed into the Sith Lord that we all know and love in the 4, 5, and 6. But definitely, I always go back to Star Wars. I always watch them a couple times a year in order. So.
Oh, that's cool.
That reminds me, Mike still let me borrow the Blu-ray collection 3-4 months ago, so I got to get on that. Finish watching it again.
Now, do you watch them 4, 5, 6, and then the prequels, or...?
I change it up from time to time. When I'm watching it with my wife, who's not exactly a Star Wars fanatic. Mm-hmm. I usually go 4, 5, 6, and then go back to the 1, 2, and 3s, just because I want to show her how it started with the technology. Otherwise, she's like, well, why do these ones look really good and these ones look like crap? And it's like, well, in the 70s, they only had cardboard back then. They didn't have CG. So it's just a matter of when she's watching, I have to go that way. But
that's cool.
It's nice to see the prequels, though, before the original ones you put out.
That's cool. And are you psyched for episode 7 next year?
I am. The trailer... I've watched probably about 20 times. I keep watching it. Every time I'm on YouTube, I go to it.
Yeah.
Really getting me psyched for it. Not so happy with all the slack that they were getting with it.
Yeah, a lot of people angry about it. But it's very much a teaser. It's a year away.
And that's the thing. And the big thing that a lot of people didn't like was a lot of people got very racist.
I remember,
And I don't like that. I think, you know what, in the original, all the stormtroopers were based on that one guy, the bounty hunter, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them probably died in that time, so that's why they need new stormtroopers.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, oh, well, that's not the original stormtrooper. Well,
Well, you got to think.
It's got room for change.
Well, how many years have gone by?
Not 30 years. 30 years.
Didn't they say, I haven't got a chance to watch any of the Clone Trooper, like the animated stuff, so I don't mean, didn't they say that they do die off?
Like, I don't think they're putting that into the canon, though, for the movies. No. I heard that that was a separate canon completely. Okay. I could be wrong. Feel free to comment on that and correct us, because I might be wrong on that one. But
well, another theory is, who's to say that guy's a stormtrooper? It could be like a very much a Luke and Han situation, a guy
infiltrating.
Yeah. True.
That would be cool. Yeah, who knows? It's there's so much that wasn't explained with the trailer, but the graphics look great.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they're bringing back Luke and Leia, and they're bringing back Han and Chewie, of course.
Yeah.
The fact that Anthony Daniels is putting on the gold suit again.
Yeah.
Who, like, yeah, I know he's just C-3PO, but I'm a big fan. He's the only one that's been in every movie, pretty much.
Yeah, he has been, now that you think about it.
Yeah. And he's a really cool, down-to-earth person. I actually met him when I was in Disney World for one opening weekend. They were just opening up the new Star Wars ride, and he was there, and they had, well, I know they had the R2-D2 robot. Samuel Jackson was there, Mace Windu.
Oh,
they
cool.
had pretty much everybody that they could get, and it was really cool. But Anthony Daniels was actually signing autographs, like, out in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
So really cool stuff to meet him in person, and really down-to-earth, cool guy.
That's cool. Rumor has it we're probably going to get the first full trailer probably in May when Avengers Age of Ultron comes out. They're going to play it in front of that.
That's going to be cool.
That will be awesome. Yeah.
Maybe we get to see more of that, the chocolate popsicle rider speeder. That's what a lot of people are saying. It looks like, you know, if you put the chocolate popsicle sideways.
Oh, yeah.
The speeder.
Yeah. I guess it looks like that, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm just excited for the fact that George Lucas always said he was only going to do the first, like, two trilogies. There was always that rumor that there was three more kind of he had drafts of, and that they were kind of in the back of his mind. And everybody I've ever talked to in my entire life that knows Star Wars has always said, oh, yeah, they'll never be aired. The fact that they're actually going to be making these movies, whether they're based on his stories or not, it's still going to be cool.
Well, I don't know which entertainment site, so I apologize if I can't remember. Someone said if there's a musical in the new Star Wars, they're going to lose it. Like, because it's Disney, right? There's always a musical. So that would be funny if you got to figure, like, maybe Luke started break dancing or something.
Just like, breaks out in song. The only thing I really want is I want an homage to, like, that original Cantina scene. Because the amount of CG they could do with something like that and make it really cool. Like, they did really good with the puppets back in the day, but it could be really cool to do, like, an homage 30 years later, the same cantina sort of thing.
Well, I do know they're going... Sorry, Jay, I know you were going to say something. I was just going to throw that out there. The fact that they went back to a lot of the old animatronics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Instead of just slowly relying
on CG.
CGI. Which, don't get me wrong, CGI would be nice, but... Mm-hmm. It's sort of as like an homage to when I say the first three movies,
the fourth.
The original. Yeah.
Definitely the, you're a popular guy there, yes. Ryan. Wait, way to go.
It's your wife speaking to me, sir.
Oh, uh-huh.
Is it not Nathan Fillion?
No, oh my God, I would drop everything. I mean, what?
Tragic.
Hashtag obsessed. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Star Wars.
Definitely, yeah. Star Wars is always my go-to. Getting back to the original question there. Yeah.
Now, I think we always get a kick out of this answer for the next question, more so than favorite movie. What's the worst movie you ever saw? Something that stole time off your life? May have put you to sleep?
Well, I know we were actually just talking about that before we started recording, but I have one actually that's worse.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was actually a Robin Williams movie.
Okay.
I think it was called If What Dreams May Come.
Yep.
And my parents, we had free movie passes that I'd won from Cineplex when I was a kid. And it was the only movie that was kind of suitable at the time for me. I was pretty young. It was right around the time Something About Mary came out and all those. Well, my parents didn't want to take me to see that.
Yeah.
It was like they figured, hey, it's Robin Williams. So I had about 2.5 hour nap.
Oh.
I just remember walking, like, I saw, like, parts where there was, like, clouds and the dream sequences and stuff like that. And now I think back to it, it's like one big acid trip. It wasn't really a... a movie that I would want to see, but I did give it a chance later in life. We watched it in college one time. It was a cheap rental, and we picked it up, and we all just talked through the whole movie. Didn't want to watch a single line of it. And it was just because it was too up in the air, flighty. Wasn't something I enjoyed. For me, I like those sort of movies where there's depth and imagination and stuff, but that one, it just didn't capture it at all. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but...
No, I've never seen it.
It's not something I would recommend.
That's not the one in the painting, like...
Yeah, it has the basically
like a dream
there's
world or something like
she
that.
She was like an artist, and
I vaguely remember. I just don't remember the whole story.
Even if you watched it, you wouldn't remember it at the end. It's really not a memorable movie. Other than that, it ate a lot of my time, both as a kid and once in college. So, not something I would ever watch again, I don't think, or recommend.
Cool. Now, we just did our end of the year top 10 list. Everyone picked their top 10. Do you have a favorite movie from 2014?
Well, I really liked way to blank out, Ian. Way to go. We watched it over
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't believe I blanked out on that title.
Our friend Mike, his girlfriend Patty, got the movie. We were just at dinner, and they're like, hey, let's go back and watch them. And that would have been, like, my second or third time watching the film. And I literally can watch... You know what? I'd have to say that would be my top movie of all time for this year.
I was kicking myself. I missed it in theaters. We were planning to go. And we just never got a chance. And then we went to actually go to the movies the one day, and that was the day they had removed it from the theaters. And I was like, oh, great, I've missed it. And didn't think I was going to see it for a while. And then luckily Mike got it for Christmas.
It was for his birthday.
Birthday, yeah. And, so we went over and saw it. And I can tell you it's on my list. I'm hoping to pick it up actually today when I go home for the Boxing Day deals. Because great movie, it, very memorable, great soundtrack. The acting was actually really good for a lot of kind of, I don't want to say no-name actors, but people that you wouldn't think would be put together. Like, Zoe Saldana is a great actress. She's great in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
But, like...
I have a crush on her.
Oh, yeah. Well, no matter what role she plays, she looks gorgeous. Always.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely, like, I wouldn't have thought, who was the wrestler?
Oh, Dave Bautista.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of him as being a very good actor, but he actually brought a depth to that role. I figured he was just going to be there to look like a big brute of a guy.
Yeah.
But, no, he actually took some additional acting lessons to help with that role.
So. Paid off. It did. It was definitely one of those really good roles to see him in. Vin Diesel, although he just said, "I am Groot" the entire time. Once he said, "We are Groot," right? I think that was the one quote.
He's also done in multiple languages. I know a lot of people were like, "Oh, I'm like, that is awesome!" Like
he did.
Literally could have picked any.
Hey,
other
he
voice
said
actor.
It different every time he said it. Too.
It's like, yeah.
And he did motion capture for the Groot character. I was watching. He was on Jimmy Fallon.
That's cool.
And he was talking about it, and he said he was wearing like the big suit with the balls all over it, and did all the motion capture.
That
for
is it. So cool.
So
that
really, cool. really cool. That he did like that much effort when all he was doing was a single line of dialogue, but he did actually do motion, which is really cool. And that character is still my favorite. I love Groot, especially baby Groot at the end.
He stole the movie for me.
Yeah,
that was funny at the end. It's just the dancing
and the fact that they did the like they had the Jackson 5, the homage to the 80s music that they had. That's the epitome of 80s music is the Jackson 5.
Well, because you're a recent addition to the We Got the Geek family, one of our recording when we did. Guardians of the Galaxy review, that soundtrack, considering all these songs were almost 20, 30, if not 40 years ago.
Oh, from the 70s, the whole soundtrack.
So it got the number one, and I don't think it's ever had a number one soundtrack that was from, like...
A movie?
30 years
ago. It's up for a Grammy now, too.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
All the music they had selected for it. I can't wait for the mix volume, too. Like,
I'm thinking maybe it'll be old 80s music this time.
That would be funny.
That'd be cool. I know the soundtrack, like, every song that was played, I've heard, like, my parents, I grew up on oldies, so listening to, remember my parents had the cassette tapes, the Burger King Presents the 70s and those things. And they had all of them. And I remember growing up listening to that in the tape deck of the car growing up. So
yeah, we would call that driving in the car music.
Exactly. Some good songs, but I'm glad they put that in there. It was a good tie-in, and it made it so that the youth get to see the older music and enjoy it, but the older people in the movie could enjoy it as well, which is nice.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got some more of the Geek Survey for you, Ian. So we'll be right back after this message.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, we're back with Ian and Ryan here on the Geek Survey. We're welcoming Ian to the team.
Yay.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
So we have a couple more questions for you, Ian. Mm-hmm. Now, you're obviously into video games, and we're hoping to get you in on some video game projects we're hoping to do in the new year.
No, definitely.
What are some of your favorite games?
Well, I can go right now to the Xbox. I've currently got Xbox One, Xbox 360. So favorite franchise on those, of course, is going to be Halo. I remember
that Sunset Overdrive that you and Mike were saying were really awesome, and so I decided to get it, and then not even 2 days later, you sell the game.
Am I sensing?
No.
Am I sensing some sarcasm for you?
Oh no!
Just slight sarcasm.
And I can't sell it because it's a digital copy. Oh.
Well, and let's not do the spoiler alert. There will be a Sunset Overdrive review on our YouTube channel in the new year.
Nice.
Stay tuned for that. Which reminds me, Ryan, you need to come over so I can play it since I don't own the game anymore.
That's right.
Yes.
See, you're saving the show, Ryan.
Yeah. Way to go, Ryan. Yeah.
Hooray.
Free advertising too. Sunset Overdrive I can't say is my favorite. Halo has always been my favorite.
And it's been pretty good. It brings back the classics that when you bought your first Xbox, first Halo game.
100%. The Master Chief Collection, I was up at midnight on release day downloading it. We actually had a Halo party, a bunch of us that all get together in game.
Cool.
So we had three Xboxes going. We were playing Halo when it came out. It was a lot of fun. That's definitely the definitive game of kind of my more grown-up game playing, starting when I was about 10 when I got my first Xbox and so on. But I do go back to the classics. I'd have to say my favorite of all time since I was born would be Earthbound.
Okay.
I play it once a year from start to finish. My parents actually have held my actual SNES cartridge hostage because they play it. They won't let me have it. It's mine, but they won't give it to me. So if Mom and Dad, if you're listening, which hopefully you are, I want that Earthbound, okay? Hand it over. It's mine. But I play on an emulator. I've got a copy that doesn't actually glitch out at the end, and I play it once a year. I love that game. There's so much hidden adult humor, especially for a Nintendo game. It's one of those fun things that every time I play it, there's something new I find. I still haven't been bored with it.
That's
so
cool.
Earthbound definitely wins. I do love Mario games. I find I like the originals better. Super Mario World, Super Mario RPG, things like that. Some of the newer Mario worlds, I haven't played the new one on the Wii U, but the last ones I played was on the original Wii, and it was the Galaxy ones. Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2. I found those were fun, but the replayability was pretty low. You get into something like Halo and whatnot, because the AI is very smart, you get to play it over and over and over, and you never get bored, which that's why I love that franchise.
Cool. What about TV shows? Do you have any shows you like watching or favorites from the past?
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
I was addicted to. I watched it every episode as it came out for the last two seasons. Absolutely love it. When I watch a TV show, I look for something where I can't like, write it in my own head. Like, I hate TV shows where you're watching it and you're like, that person's going to die, or that person's going to sleep with that person.
Yeah.
I like things that throw me for a loop. And with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., most of the episodes, I'm like, oh, my God, that happened? What is going on? So those sort of TV shows I love. Elementary is another TV series I love, and it's the same thing.
Very good show.
When it happens, you don't know what's going on, really. Like, you follow along, and then at the end, it's like, I didn't see that coming. And I love that feeling, partly because I am kind of creative, and I can kind of see what's going on in a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. So when I can be surprised, it's really enjoyable.
That's cool. Now, unfortunately, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on hiatus for 2 months.
Yeah, I'm sad.
They're going to be playing Agent Carter, though, in that time slot until it comes back.
I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what they're going to do. I mean, yes, mm-hmm. it's a spy type show, but from a different era.
What's the beginnings of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Mm-hmm. It's beginnings of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's going to show you the origin story of Jarvis.
Yep.
Which is really cool that you're going to see that. And you're going to see Tony Stark's father, who, through the Iron Man's, like, first Iron Man, you kind of got the feeling that he was not a really attentive father. He was too busy with his company. You saw a little bit more in the second one where they showed the behind the scenes and mm-hmm. the real showing that he actually did care. I think it's going to be kind of cool seeing how he kind of separated himself from family life. I hope they actually go through that story arc.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe they'll actually show the origins of Tony, like, as a little kid. You never know what that's going to roll into. I'm kind of hoping that's something that will happen.
Like Tony Stark?
Yeah, Tony Stark.
Yeah, but he wasn't born in the 40s, though. Isn't it like...
Well, who's to say, Agent Daryl brought this up, maybe in future seasons they fast forward a little bit to other eras.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
They could always do that, or maybe he'll talk about how, like, you saw how they made the big display in, was it New York, where they did the convention in Iron Man 2? Was it New York?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it might be New Jersey, actually. But wherever they did that, how they laid it out as the molecule, maybe they're going to show some of the origins of some of the stuff he discovered back when he was founding S.H.I.E.L.D. and how he kind of hid it for Tony. Maybe something that he'll find eventually for an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And let's not forget, Howard had a hand in creating Captain America's shield, too.
Yep. Definitely. The vibranium. He was the one who invented that, right? Yeah. And he was partly behind the Captain America serum. Yep. He did all the technology in that building and so on. Really cool to see. And especially the fact that it's taking place with the Tesseract technology. So who knows what's going to happen with that. It was after Red Skull and after all that. So
yeah, definitely.
Really excited to see how that pans out.
Cool. So we're going to ask you a couple questions now where you have to think a little bit.
Oh, no. Thinking. It's Saturday. I can't think.
Well, let's say they were going to make a movie about you, about the story of your life. Who would you want to play you?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
I don't even remember what Ryan said back in the day.
Oh, my God. I can't.
That was on the old show.
Yeah.
He might have to do a revised one for you, sir.
Well, you know what? I actually have a pretty good idea. I think I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right.
Reason why, 100%, he did a great job in The Aviator, playing Howard Hughes. He's done a great job in Catch Me If You Can, playing real people.
That's a fantastic movie.
Great movies. I enjoy watching them, definitely. And he did such a good job playing somebody, like a real person, and bringing that eccentricity. And I hate to say it, but I'm kind of eccentric myself. So I need somebody that can actually pull that off. So,
but he's never going to win an Oscar, though.
You know what? I'm okay making millions off my movie. He makes a lot of money. He might not get an Oscar.
He does. All right, as a bonus question, who would you want to do the soundtrack to the story of your life?
Ooh.
Britney Spears.
No. I don't want to be less than three. Let's put it that way. I'd probably go with a classic. I'd probably go either get Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Nice. Now you're talking my language,
sir. A lot more points with Jay over.
Or Aerosmith. Because, you know what, nice. I love Aerosmith, and any movie that they've ever done a soundtrack for has made it big, so...
True.
I'm thinking of the dollars at this point.
Their biggest hit was that Armageddon song.
So. Definitely, yeah, and Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, some of the best songs I think I've ever downloaded, completely legally, might I add, ever, so nice. Definitely, I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, you're like Ryan just said, your points in my head just went way out of the... Stratus here. I'm a big Bruce fan.
Jeez, why don't you two move in already?
Get a room.
All right. Let's say you were going to have three fictional characters over for dinner. They could be from any genre, movies, TV, video games, comics. Who would you want over for dinner? I don't think Ryan could even answer this one.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Wow.
It was a couple of weeks.
No, you've asked it a couple times.
I asked you the first time a couple of weeks ago when Hunter was here.
There actually has been other times.
I just came up with that question about a month ago.
You did not, sir.
I so did so.
You're going to have to listen to all of our
podcasts. We're arguing on the air here. All right, anyhow.
Well, it gave me time to think. Argue away. It gives me a few seconds.
We are editing.
No, we're editing that out. So just be like, yeah, no.
No, yes, no.
No, yeah, it's like, you're saying that, yes, that
just,
is all.
Just fade it out, yeah. No, yes, no, yes. Three characters that I would invite over. Well, you know what? It would be kind of cool to sit down with Master Chief. I think that would be pretty fun. We'd have to get a special chair for him because his armor's pretty heavy, but I think that could be arranged. I think he'd be kind of cool to talk to and see his perspective. It has to be fictional?
Yeah.
Darn. Okay.
Master Chief is fictional.
No, I know that. No, for my second one.
Oh.
You picked all Firefly characters.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think somebody that would be fun to talk to would be the doctor from Star Trek Voyager, the EMH, played by Robert Picardo.
Robert Picardo.
He's got a heck of an attitude. I follow him on Twitter, so even as real person, he's really fun. His character was really, really fun type of character to watch. So I think he'd add some depth to the thing. Maybe help him pick a name finally, because he never actually picked a name, just the doctor. And let's see. You know what? I think I'd go with Dr. Hammond from Jurassic Park, the white-haired gentleman who created Jurassic Park and did that, because I'd want to hear more about what he did and how he actually came up with getting flies out of serum, and I think that would be pretty cool entertainment, talking to him. And the three of them would have no clue who each other are, and you got great conversation right there.
Cool. If you could time travel anywhere in history, where would you go?
That's a toughie. Time travel anywhere in history. Wow, that is a really tough one. Probably back to maybe the War of 1812. That's something that's really fascinated me. I love the whole British versus and America and Canada versus America history. But some of the more fun stuff would even be going back to some of the French and English wars over the Channel. I'm actually about 50% British in my history, and I've been over to England a few times. And I've seen the castles and some of the ruins, like now, in modern day. But it'd be kind of cool to see them in their heyday and see what happened to them and be kind of their part of the action. Naturally, I'd want to be invisible and have a shield and protect myself, but assuming if time travel is possible, there's got to be protection for that, right?
So, probably.
Yeah, that I think either going back to 1812 and seeing the Canada-U.S. conflict or seeing British and French conflict would be cool.
Cool. So that's all I got for you, man. That's how you do the geek survey.
Well, that wasn't too bad. I just have to wipe my brow a little bit, but
nice.
Pretty cool.
Well, we're glad to have you, and again, thanks for being part of the team and for the great video edits you put up. And
thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, no, thanks, Ian. Welcome to the family, man.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.